Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Don Smith is here. He is the director of the Jamestown Community Band. Welcome, Don.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out everything there is to know about you and the Jamestown Community Band. First off, greetings of the season, I think we should say, to you and the audience. It's getting closer. Just a few weeks more to the big Christmas event for a lot of people, and Hanukkah around the corner, and all kinds of things going on. The holidays are here, finally. And I'm sure it's a busy time for you, because I know that you're a teacher, correct?
That is correct.
A music teacher, and let's get a little bit more background about you before we talk about the band. What town do you work in?
I work in Pawtucket right now.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Slater Middle School.
Slater Middle School, okay. And what grade is that?
That's 6 through 8.
6 through 8, oh, great.
Yes. No, it's wonderful. You caught me on a wonderful day. Today was the first day that the band was put together for the year. You know,
okay.
So the band was born today.
The band was born. All right. Well, that's great. And that, I guess that would put you in a good mood.
A wonderful mood, yes.
Now, you have obviously a band background, if you're the director. What did you play a specific instrument?
Sure. Trumpet is my major instrument.
The which is?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Okay. All right.
But the students ask me, you know, like, well, then, you know, do you play others? Well, how could you teach something you don't know how to play? So you know how to play a little bit of everything up
right.
to different levels. So through the brass is much more advanced than some of the others, but strings as well. So I know a little bit about everything and have a great time playing along with the students.
Well, that's great. What got you interested in trumpet?
Well, I think it was the neighbor kid across the street back in Shamokin, Pennsylvania. I'm a Pennsylvania native, and I'd hear him practicing and thinking, I want to be just like that, you know, make those kind of sounds. And it turned out he was my first teacher, and that's led to many, many years of wonderful events in all kinds of music, on the vocal side as well as the string side as well as the brass side. So it's been a great life so far.
Excellent. Now, I think you're going to find this hard to believe, but I've never heard of that town.
Cool Kraken region of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Near Sunbury, you know, that might be the closest. Danbury has a major medical center, and then it's in near the Poconos.
Okay.
You know, that region, and there's a good band region. We're going to talk about the Jamestown Band, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year.
Okay.
But there are bands from that region that have been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
The Our Band in Shamokin, and then the Allentown Band is the oldest. So this heritage of going to a community band concert every Sunday, their stage was the back of the post office in Shamokin, and it was wonderful every Sunday, different programs. So that's, as a kid growing up, that really kind of shaped me, that formed me.
Sound bouncing right off the back wall, right?
Yeah, it was terrific.
A shell almost.
Right, and a family event, you know, like everyone's, the whole town came out.
All right, well now let's get to the Jamestown Band, and the Jamestown Band is a community band, so that means it's open to all ages, or what? How does that work?
We tease people. We always accept members, and we say it's a select ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever selects to be in it can be in it,
okay.
And we find a way to fit them in. But we end up with folks that haven't played for quite some time and come back to playing, and they get so much more out of it, you know, than folks who have been playing all along, I think, sometimes. They've missed it for 20 or 30 years, and they're reluctant to get going again. So if we'll give you contact information, I'm sure, later on.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that, we rehearse on Tuesday nights, and you'll be welcome.
In Jamestown? Jamestown?
In Jamestown, right in okay. Jamestown.
Whereabouts?
Yes. It's right at the top of Narragansett Avenue. It's St. Michael's Episcopal Church.
St. Michael's yes, Church yes. in Jamestown on yeah. Tuesday night. All yes. right. Well, we can check that out. Now, so you said that most everybody is coming back. That sounds like the group is older.
There, you know what? There is a range. We do have some students. We've had as young as middle school if they're very strong
okay.
players.
So there's all ages.
But it's high school right through, you know, quite old. You know, we have a few folks in their 90s. So
really?
Right.
Oh, excellent. Yes. All right. Now, we're here specifically to talk about a concert that's coming up on December 18th, right?
That's correct. That's a biggie? That's a biggie. That's our okay. holiday concert. We do about four major concerts a year. We do a fall concert. We just did on October 30th, the evening before Halloween,
okay.
and all scary music. It was wonderful. And
scary
then we'll do
a
winter concert that is a different theme every year.
You know, I've done thousands of concerts, and sometimes the music that comes out of me is scary music.
Well, the goal was to have the music itself being scary, not the way it was being performed.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Right.
All right. Yeah,
we'll do a spring concert, and then one of our larger concerts are it's part of the 4th of July celebration
okay.
at in town, and then also one more outdoor concert in the in August on the concert on a green. I want to interject that we've kind of started doing things a little bit differently. It's branched across the bay, and we served as the pep band for the URI, our men's basketball team, last year, and they invited us back, I think because the team won.
Oh, there
but
you go.
We had a great time doing that, so we're going to do that again. And then we also did a shared concert with the Wakefield Concert Band. And mm-hmm. I know you have Steve Toro doing one of these as
right.
well along the way.
Yeah.
So we had a great time doing that share. We played some of our music, they played some of their music, and then we played together.
Excellent. All right. So it sounds like a busy and active group. Now, what kind of music are we going to hear on December 18th?
Well, it's a collection of things, and we're going to open up with a Robert Sheldon piece that's fantastic, a great American band. Composer as well as arranger, and this is an arrangement of a collection of Christmas songs. And then we're going to do, I'd like to put a chestnut, something really significant early in the program,
mm-hmm.
and then some more fun music toward the end. So I combined three pieces. That's the Gustav Holst In the Bleak Midwinter, his orchestral arrangement of that adapted for band. March of the Toys from mm-hmm. Babes in Toyland mm-hmm. from a long time ago, and then Polar Express. And I found the starkness of the opening as well as some of the fanfare and mixed with the other things that come along there, it covers a range of emotions that everyone goes through in the holidays.
Right.
You know, I find this wide range, and it seems to cover many of the ones that sometimes get missed just playing the standard tunes.
Well, why don't we get everybody in the mood by playing this first piece that you've suggested here, Most Wonderful Christmas. Anything else you have to tell us about that before we hear it?
Well, you know, just you're going to recognize all the tunes. I mean, it's Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I think you'll enjoy. Yeah, and the way he writes is so wonderful that it's different styles mixed in and wonderful transitions. So enjoy.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Don Smith, the director of the Jamestown Community Band, with a special event coming up on December 18th. Don, let's find out a little bit about how people can get there. Where do they go?
Well, first of all of our concerts are free of admission.
Well, that'll make you a rich man.
That helps very much. Well, we do accept donations, so it turns around the other way. We're happy to accept those, but free admission, so you don't need a ticket to come, and we decided to go to a larger facility. We've been performing at the church hall and going over capacity the last couple concerts, so we're going to do it at the Recreation Center, Jamestown Recreation Center, which is right at 41... It's right downtown across from the marina. And the address is kind of...
Canonicus or Canonicus, depending
Canonicus, on 41 yeah. Canonicus Avenue. Yeah, right. Correct. And the number there is 401-423-7260. But for better information about this, if you have questions, it starts at 7 o'clock on December 18th. It's a Tuesday night. But you could go to our... you could send us an email, jamestowncommunityband@gmail.com. You could call either my phone number at 401-782-8126, or the president of the band is Tom Wigan, a wonderful guy, and he offered to use his phone number as well, 401-423-2538.
All right. Is there a Facebook or website information they can get?
Our website isn't really up right now.
All right.
We're going through a change of secretary, and I think it's going to be down for the next week or so, so we better not say anything about that.
All right. Well, get out there, support the Jamestown Community Band on this wonderful holiday concert. It is free. It's kind of a pay what you can type of donation. If somebody is able to, maybe they can throw a large bill in the donation bucket. Or
we always welcome
even,
that.
Right?
Well, while they're having treats at the end, the band members bring treats along. So there's snacks at the end, so you could get to know one of the band members too. It's a very casual kind of setting, and everyone does tend to hang out after the concert and chat.
All right. Now, I always look for things to give to our WCRI listeners, so I want to pass this along. I've made a deal with Don off the during the last commercial break. He'll actually pose for a picture with you if you want to after the concert, if you give a nice donation. And then, right, Don, you'll pose.
Absolutely. Whether it's a selfie or, you know, you hire a photographer to come and do it set up, we'll accommodate any kind of photographic
there
opportunity.
You go. All right. For donations over $1,000, he'll pose.
I might faint.
All right. You know, you mentioned earlier about some of the music that you're going to be listening to that night. And obviously, we've not been listening to the Jamestown Community Band play this music because it hasn't been done yet, and that's true for the next few pieces we'll listen to, but tell us about this trilogy and explain it a little bit more.
Well, it begins with In the Bleak Midwinter. Was originally written, it's about an 800-year-old carol, one of the best carols from the English hymnal. And the setting from Holst was from 1906 for orchestra, and then it was transcribed for band by Robert W. Smith. And it's striking. It starts out with a fanfare. Like I said, people go through a range of emotions for the holidays, and many of them very strong. Mm-hmm. So it starts out with a fanfare, and then the next part of it is just the hymn played by only a clarinet, solo clarinet with nothing else, and then gradually adding a voice at a time until it builds and builds and builds. So very, very simple, you know. That, and I like that part of the holidays too, the quietness of the season after a snow. And then it comes back to the fanfare near the end and fades out. And then that sets up the very next piece for us. And that's what gave me the idea of connecting all three pieces without a pause. So this fades to nothing, and we're setting up the March of the Toys, if you don't mind if we go into that, which also starts with a little fanfare by the flutes and the trumpets. You'll hear that in a second. So as everyone else is shushing to end the first piece, the trumpets and flutes enter, and we get us right into the March of the Toys, which I have to tell you, I was scared to death of as a kid. We used to see that it was from the Victor Herbert operetta, and then there was the Laurel and Hardy on TV version of Babes in Toyland, which we saw with a boogeyman, and that scared the living daylights out of me as a kid. But I always remembered it, and the music was Victor Herbert's music touches us as a great early American composer. So We continue on with that, and it builds, and it kind of brings out the kids and toys and some of their fears and a little different range of emotions than usual. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, it will end up going into Polar Express, the same sort of thing. It's a soft ending, and Polar Express starts with the train leaving the station, so the drums are going like that. So all three connect wonderfully, and it covers these emotions in an unusual way, but it's a touching way that I think the audience will.
Right now, we're just going to listen to the first two of those,
good.
Right?
Right, that's correct.
And then we'll take a break and come back with more.
Thank you.
Jamestown Community Band is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Don Smith, who is the director of the band and an all-around good guy. I've given you that new title, Don.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. You're not only the director, but all-around good guy. And I know that we talked very early in the program about the fact that you play lots of different instruments. And that must come in handy, because in your band you have roughly, is there 20 people? Is there 30?
No, it's more like 30. Yeah, right around 30.
30 people.
Yeah, right.
And for the most part, playing a lot of different instruments. I mean.
Right. And some of them, if they're coming back and haven't played for a while, they need someone more of a teacher, you know, that has the chops to be able to say, oh, here, let me help you with that. You know, and you try this fingering or that fingering or a different reed or something like that. So we're happy to do that when they want it and then when not.
Now, the age-old conversation continues, and I get this question probably more often than anything else. The difference between a band and an orchestra, is it just strings?
It is just strings, although in some of the military bands, there are strings present.
That's why it gets confusing.
And I've led four concert tours of Europe for high school-age students, and I had a couple string players come along in those, including my youngest son, Justin.
There was a reason for that.
There was a reason for that. He had an insight on that, right. But we've used string players. Oftentimes, there's a string bass.
So you can't really define the difference between a band and an orchestra completely, right? There's always that gray area.
Within every orchestra, full symphonic orchestra is a band, mm-hmm. right? The wind and brass and percussion section is a band, and then it's augmented with the strings.
Okay.
So that's how I like to look at it. I've conducted orchestras at a very high level as well, and it's not that much different. You know, there's some different techniques for strings, and I was happily was fearful when I was in my undergraduate studies that I was going to have to teach strings. So out of that fear, I minored in viola. And I was glad, because I ended up doing a lot of orchestral conducting along the way. So it came in very handy.
Well, that's good. All right. Now, the program itself is, we've talked quite a bit about the music that's going to be involved, but only about 3 or 4 specific pieces so far, and there's going to be a lot more than that.
There is. I mean, you know, we certainly have to have the required pieces of Sleigh Ride and Christmas Festival, probably mm-hmm. most. And then also White Christmas and the Christmas Song, but particularly White Christmas, the biggest selling, probably in Sleigh Ride, the largest, most performed of all the Leroy Andersons early on, written for the Boston Pops. The Christmas Song was the number one song, or, I'm sorry, White Christmas was the number one selling Irving Berlin song for a long, long time.
Yes.
But we have other ones that we have. We talked about the Polar Express, which has that Rhode Island connection. Chris Van Allsburg wrote the book, and he was a graduate of RISD. But even a more direct connection with one of the songs we're going to be playing is Cheryl Rebecki was an original member of the band, an outstanding flute player. Her daughter, Jennifer Lee, was the executive producer for Frozen. It's a wonderful connection. And I haven't met her yet, but I'm looking forward to it someday. So we're going to be playing Do You Want to Build a Snowman from Frozen, right?
Okay.
So there'll be some others. We're going to do Baby, It's Cold Outside. We're going to do Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which I'm glad I brought up, because one of the characteristics of this band that's very different than any other band that I've done is that there's an accordion present. Barry Cook is our star accordion player, though two others, one other plays a concertina and the other plays an accordion just like him. He could play any instrument, cover any instrument in a band, because it's a fully digital instrument, but it also sounds like an accordion. And the very first performance I did with the band, there was already a polka booked, and I looked and my audience started getting up and dancing, members of the audience. So we do a polka-like tune on every concert that we do. So Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer is kind of a hokey tune, but we managed to up that ante a little bit by an entire chorus being covered by just the accordion and drums and tuba.
Now, just to clear that up a little bit, when you say plays the accordion, it sounds like an accordion, but he has the ability to sound like just about any other instrument.
Right, electronically. It's
so
an amazing instrument.
He can sound like a trumpet or lots of other things.
Oftentimes, he sounds like a horn or a horn section.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's very cool. So after that, what do you have? Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, and then there's we end the concert with a Christmas Festival sing along. our last tune. And then, of course, we have an encore, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. A very interesting arrangement by Jerry Brubaker of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It starts out in the traditional three, and then it goes into a very slow four section and morphs into a contrapuntal kind of version of it, which then also morphs into a rock version of the tune. So the eclectic,
for everyone.
The eclectic nature of the beginning of the concert, you know, it carries through to that very last arrangement of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I was doubtful when I first pulled out that arrangement and saying, what is he doing? And then it made perfect sense for this event. It's the perfect way to wrap up the event. So I'm very happy with the package of the repertoire we have for this evening. It's going to be a wonderful evening of music. People come to our concerts and just really enjoy themselves.
All right. And once again, it's free to all that can attend. A donation will be gladly accepted during the concert. And there will be refreshments provided towards the end also.
That's correct.
So it sounds like a great night out, particularly Tuesdays. Sometimes there's not much to do, so there you go.
That's right.
You can get out there on December 18th, and it's going to be at the Episcopal Church in Jamestown.
Well, that's where we rehearse. It's going to be at the Recreation Center.
That's right. That's right.
41 Canonicus Island, Canonicus Road, right by the marina, right by East Marina.
At the Recreation Center in Jamestown. And so go there, and starting time is what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Get there a little bit early. You want to get a good seat. And remember that you get a free picture with Don if you mention WCRI. Well, we have one more piece of music to listen to. But before we do that, Don, I want to thank you so much for coming in, making the trek down to beautiful Exeter here from the wilds of Pawtucket. And it's great to have you with us. And how did you end up from Pawtucket? Do you live near the Pawtucket school system? Is that where you live?
Oh, I've been bounced around a little bit here at the end of my career, but I was seeking an urban setting because toward the end of my career, I wanted to give back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely certain that the very best teachers are the ones who are necessary for school districts that have struggled a little bit with music programs. So like I said, today the band was born at Slater Middle School, and it's going to move on. There had been some band activity before today, but in years gone by. But we have plenty of instruments, we have plenty of students, and we're putting that together, and we're going to make wonderful sounds in the future.
Well, I wish you all the best with that also, and I hope you'll be able to come back some other time and give us some updates on what the Jamestown Community Band is doing. When the springtime rolls around, maybe we'll catch up with those concerts.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, we have this one more piece to listen to, and this is the festival sing-along, right?
That's correct, yes.
And this is an arrangement by Leroy...
Well, it's Leroy Anderson wrote the original, and he also wrote the band arrangement. He originally wrote it for orchestra, and then he did the transcription himself.
All right, great. Thanks once again. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.